Louis Vuitton, Marc Jacobs, Yves Saint Laurent. Maybe one day we'll hear Jeffrey Taylor added to that mix. The Atlanta native is a young, up-and-coming designer. He graduated from SCAD's fashion program last year, and through a competition with Supima Cotton, he was able to go to both New York and Paris Fashion Weeks to show off some of his works. Producer Gabby Watts spoke with Jeffrey about those experiences, starting with when fashion became his passion.
Fashion became a passion for me around the age 5, when I really started to like understand what was going on and like the certain type of silhouettes my mom was wearing. So I guess around that time, I then began to get a little bit more in depth with like the whole idea of fashion, looking up different designers, keeping up with the latest trends like on TV, helping my mother pick out different outfits, keeping up with like the spring colors, the winter colors, dressing my little sister, you know, sketching little illustrations and creating different type of little prints on paper. So that was probably like my next move until I became the age 13 in middle school. I had a home economics class and the teacher there did a fashion little program at the end of the school year where she was the fashion director and she had a fashion show and whatnot. And then I was over the fashion program at my high school as well. And I attended Southwest DeKalb High School in Decatur, Georgia. So then after that, then SCAD came along.
I would have really appreciated a sibling who would dress me up growing up. That would have been really delightful. So there were 6 students from top design school selected for this competition to go to New York Fashion Week and actually put on a fashion show. So what are the challenges of having to organize a runway show? What goes into that?
So it requires me as a designer to think about the type of models that I want to use, then on to what size, how tall, the different type of silhouettes, what silhouettes will look good on the model, and then you have to think about the type of music and everything. But with Supima already taking care of that, and with the help of SCAD, like, with Supima, all of that was taken care of. So with me arriving to New York 4 days before the show, they had already did the casting calls for the models. So the only thing that I had to do was just put the garments on them. If there was different fittings, like different changes, I had to do the changes. Or we had a seamstress there that could help out. But because my fabric is very delicate, I did like most of that.
And so you won the competition,
yes.
Which is awesome. And you got a nice cash prize. And then you also got to take some of your pieces to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean for a designer to go to Paris Fashion Week?
It means a lot for a designer, especially a young emerging designer as myself. It means a lot to go to Fashion Week in Paris, just because Paris is like the next step to fashion, you know? European fashion is amazing and American fashion is amazing, but a lot of fashion came from European fashion. It started off in Europe. So just the whole idea of me being able to show in Paris was just an amazing experience.
And what sort of goes on at these fashion weeks is a lot of networking, parties,
yes,
meeting people. Who are some cool people that you met?
In New York, I had the honor of meeting Solange right before the show, and that was
awesome.
Probably a dream come true. other than that, I met different editors from like Vogue, Teen Vogue, Copper Bazaar, Elle Magazine. So these shows, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know who's going to come up and approach you and know who you are. So I think that was the most amazing experience when people came up to me and said, "Hello, Jeffrey." And I'm just like, "You know me?" You know? So it was just, it felt good because it was like all my hard work paid off and me studying at SCAD and putting so much time and dedication into my work. It was just like, as I said earlier, just a dream come true.
And I guess actually going into the collection, I was reading that it was a hybrid of silhouettes, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm,
and also inspiration from seeing some women from Tibet in their garments. How did those two ideas fuse together?
So my aesthetic, I love pulling inspiration from like the 1950s evening wear, Dior, just because that time was just an amazing time in the fashion history. And just the whole idea of pulling my concept and inspiration from the Tibetan women. I was in New York one day on my way home from my job, and the subway was full of these beautiful women in these beautiful colors and different textiles. And I was looking and I was just like, what is going on? I was like, where are they going? And I want to go with. I end up running up to a woman and asking her where she was from. And I asked her, what is the reason behind the clothing you're wearing? And she told me that in Tibet, as a woman, they look at the palm of your hands and they pick out the certain colors that they see, and those colors follow you for the rest of your life. And each step of your life as a woman in Tibet, you get to display another color. And then the flowers come in with you being a different level of hierarchy in Tibet. And then those flowers also tell a story. And so those certain colors that they mix together will convey a different meaning towards the end of their, like, level reaching womanhood in Tibet. So I thought that was just the most amazing thing that I ever heard in my life. And from there, I ran back home to my apartment and did, like, research. And then it ended up being my inspiration for my capsule collection, for my senior collection. And I still was so intrigued by the flowers, and I wanted to do, like, a lot more research and push a little bit more. And so that's why I continued that whole inspiration into my Supima collection as well.
So when you start designing, you know, how many designs do you make, and then how many of those become the actual dresses you make? What is sort of the process of designing?
So the process of designing would be come up with the concept. Then after that, look at the different silhouettes that are seen in a Tibetan culture. And SCAD prepares us and teaches us that if you're going to come up with a concept and if you're going to come up with this idea, be able to back it up and be able to pull so much from it to where you can't pull anything else from it. So the whole idea of already being inspired by the Tibetan women, and I love silhouettes from the 1950s, figuring out how I can mash the two together. And then from there, I just start to sketch. And I would say within 3 days, I will have over 100 sketches. And towards the end, you see I only use like 5 of those sketches. So it's like a long process because you continually are sketching and sketching and sketching. I had plenty of times over the night where I woke up in the middle of the night and started sketching something else because I thought I was final with like my final 5 looks, but then I'll have a dream about something or see something and like, oh, let me see if I can change this or change that, you know? So it's like a constant type of developing throughout the process. Cause even when the competition was going on and during the competition, I was still thinking of like, oh, I could have sketched it this way or I could have done it that way. So I think the design process never ends.
In your design process, is there any thought towards, you know, how do you make sure you take this design from Tibet and approach it respectfully so that you're not appropriating something?
Yes, of course. And I'm glad you brought that up because I got in touch with a Tibetan woman as well. And I had a friend who's from Nepal and his best friend is Tibetan. And he gave me contact with her as well. And throughout this process, I was emailing the two women to make sure that I wasn't being disrespectful in any type of way with the different colors as well, and not missing this color with that color and it's meaning something else. So I wanted to make sure that I was being respectful. And then also as a designer, I've learned that you may be inspired by something, but you don't want to get too in-depth with it because you lose the whole idea of where you're going and because you get so caught up in the concept rather than designing. So it could have been me just like pulling, oh, that color from Tibet, and that could have been it. But I wanted to make sure that I wanted to pull so much from that culture, but I still wanted to make sure I was being respectful.
And it seems that, you know, actually creating each dress is a group effort, you know, from designing the fabric and actually making the fabric and sewing it all together. So what is that process like for this specific collection?
So this specific collection, the process was me experimenting with the different cottons because we had a corduroy, a knit, a denim, a shirting, and a twill cotton. So from then I started doing like painting on it, burning it, trying to figure out what type of technique will work with this type of fabric. And I ended up collaborating with one of SCAD's master students in the fibers department named Jennifer Gentel. We had over 100 swatches that we did for one fabric. So that was almost like 2 weeks within itself. So, but in the end, it came out amazing. And we found a way to manipulate the fabric in a way that you didn't even know it was cotton.
Well, so can you burn fabric?
Yeah, you can do anything in a fabric. You just have to experiment with it.
That's cool.
As they say, the sky's the limit. You can burn it. You can rip it, of course. You can put glue on it, paint it, add any type of different decorative surfaces on top of it. It's like an endless type of experimenting that you can do with fabric.
Well, I was wondering, is it ever a drag that you don't necessarily get to wear your own clothes and that you're designing mostly from him? I'm not trying to assume that you don't wear evening gowns, but
you're
okay. You know.
No, it's not a drag because just seeing, like, I get so excited when I sketch the image And then I start draping it, and then I make the patterns for it. Then I sew it up, and then I have a model try it on. I think that's my assignment right there, seeing that the fit is amazing and it looks exactly like my illustration. I think that's all that I need. And then it walks well, and the audience responds the way I would love for them to respond to it. So, I mean, I wouldn't have to do none of that. I mean, I let the model, the beautiful model, try it on and walk down the runway, and that's all. I'll be happy for the rest of my life.
Yeah, because I always wonder about, because it just seems women's fashion is so much more interesting than men's fashion. But at the same time, it seems that there are some designers now trying to experiment more with men's fashion. Mm-hmm. So you're early in your career, but is men's fashion something that you might look into at all?
No. I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say not right now, just because my love and my eye is really for women's luxury evening wear, couture, bridal, anything to where it's dramatic and it can be romantic and tell a story. That's where my eye is right now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with women's wear, you can use as much fabric as you want rather than men's wear, because a man doesn't want to wear like layers and yardage of fabric, like walking down the street or to an event. You know, a man wants to be comfortable, and a woman just wants to be the center of attention. So if it requires her to wear 20 yards of fabric for her to go to an event, she's going to wear it, you know? So
maybe Solange will wear it one day.
Yeah, oh, that would be amazing.
And then I feel like, though, if you ever had your own line, you might have to change your last name because you have, like, Ann Taylor already. But you could still be
I think Jeffrey Taylor would be fine.
No, it is. It is, like, a classy name that I feel like people would be like, oh, yeah, is that a Jeffrey Taylor? It's like, oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, I think Jeffrey Taylor is fun. I've had people tell me, like, oh, your name is, like, perfect. Like, don't change it. Don't use anything else. Make sure it's Jeffrey Taylor.
Well, Jeffrey Taylor, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.